This is my 12th entry for the diary, and it's pretty late right now. It's almost 10 o'clock. I've been super busy all day, just getting all these projects done and trying to make the most of the weather as well. So it's been a little bit hectic, but I did make it to this part of the day, so we're good. So I watched today a documentary about William Shakespeare. It was just like a YouTube documentary, and I chose Shakespeare because of his fame, not just because of his fame, but because of his impact in culture to today. So basically, the thing, something that has been coming up in my head a lot recently has been escapism. Because like I'm a very daydreamy person. Like that's just my personality. Since I was little, I was always escape doing a version of escapism in my own head, like just daydreaming. Thinking about the future, what I want to do, what I want to be, like always just like in my own bubble. And I'm still like that now, but what's happened is that like there's 10 times more outlets to escape into. Like before it was just, books and radio and music kind of, and the internet barely, and then TV and movies. Like it was, I'm saying that's not as if it's not a lot, but it's like I would do smaller chunks of escapism in those moments. And in this specific case, I'm talking about escapism through media and things like that. So it's become way worse now because of social media. Like we're all just constantly on our phones, updating Twitter, updating Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, email, everything. And there's so many options and so many things to acquire any mood or any moment of the day. Like if I just want to watch something while I'm eating breakfast, I can do that. If I want to listen to a podcast while I'm walking to the grocery store, I can do that. If I want to drive and listen to something too, whatever. Like there's it's almost like we can basically live in a day where there's no silence, there's no sitting there with your thoughts or just taking time for yourself. It's all about consuming, consuming, consuming. And this is not like this is just culture now because you want to keep up, right? Like it has to do with FOMO as well, fear of missing out. But also like with COVID happening now, that happened like since then, I feel like it's just 10 times worse. Obviously, we're on our phones way more because that's how we communicate with people more. We're trying to see what's going on in the world now because we're more into the news and the what's happening updates with COVID. We're catching, we're used to watching all these shows and things. So now we want to keep watching them and it's like a comfort zone for us, especially through a difficult time. We want to escape. So it's really just something that's taken over our lives even more and definitely mine. And I've been thinking about it because I've been really contemplating deleting social media like so many times. But then I have that anxiety of FOMO, that anxiety of, well, what am I going to do? Like you just feel it's overwhelming in a way to be with your own self. But interestingly enough, this is not something that's new. Like it's amplified now because of the way the world is, but it's always been there. People have always wanted to escape. And whether that's in other people's lives, so like celebrity, like now we're obsessed with influencers and TikTok famous people and YouTubers and celebrities and all of those people. We want to know what's happening in their lives, who they're dating, keeping up with the Kardashians and all that stuff. I love keeping up with the Kardashians. I never was a big Kardashian person. Like I didn't care about their lives that much, but then I in the pandemic because of escapism, I started watching it and I got very hooked. It's a very addictive show, but yeah. So there's that side of it, and there's also the side of we want to escape through stories that are not real. So like Netflix and all those types of things. And in history, people have always wanted to do this. They've done it through books. Obviously, books were a huge way of communicating with others, telling stories. Escaping into another world, but also plays and theater and things like that. Even songs, like people would sing songs, some on a guitar or like sing them out loud, whatever. And through that, they would tell stories. So the reason I chose Shakespeare was, he's the first guy that I chose for for my diary that's more known. I'm trying to pick people who aren't as known so that I can learn about them, learn about people I don't know about, but also dive deeper into to stray away from like the the big names or whatever. So William Shakespeare is one of the ones that is big. He has just influenced language so much, the way we speak English today. He's influenced culture so much because people, you know, take a lot from his plays and from that time period. He's also referenced all the time in pop culture, like even to this day. So many movies have been made that are like Romeo and Juliet inspired, and, you know, Hamlet and all these different things. And it's really interesting to see just how much one person from that time period, you know, he was born in on April 26, 1564. And I don't know if that's the exact date because you never know. And also, like, his life is, you know, recorded not as much as you think it was. Like, there's a lot of holes in his life that people don't know. And so this kind of ties in perfectly to what I'm talking about now. It's like, not only were people obsessed with the plays and the works that he did to this day, but people are also obsessed with the fantasy of Shakespeare. Like, he in himself is an outlet for escapism. You know, thinking about that time, we think about the romance of it. We picture him and in his outfit of the time, and you know, like to be or not to be. Like, we think of all of these things and have a fantasy for him as a human, and we're like, wow, he's a genius and all kinds of things. And also his plays are obviously really famous and known, like Romeo and Juliet, very romantic, larger than life. That's what it is. It's all just so larger than life. And I don't really want to go super deep into his story, but the great cool thing is that I didn't really know when I watched the documentary is he started, like, I thought he was going to be like one of those guys that, you know, he started rich and was educated and that's how he got into this world. But apparently he started, he was not rich at all. He lived from a place called Stratford upon Avon, which is a small town. I don't think he had much money. And I think he was like a farmer. His dad was like a farmer or something. So he wasn't super educated in, like, you know, the way that we'd think necessarily for the type of writing that he does. He eventually got married to Anne Hathaway. They had children. I think they had three children. I think two of them are twins. And, you know, he had a decently good life, I guess, as he became, you know, more into writing and stuff. He became more successful, got more recognition. I think from what I know, from what I understood, he wasn't into his wife. Like, you'd think, you know, he wrote Romeo and Juliet, he has so much romance in him. Like, I don't think he got along with her. I think he wanted to leave the domestic life in some way, shape, or form and kind of do his own thing in the city. I think he ended up leaving his family, you know, and moving to the city for like years. And yeah, there he met tons of people. He wrote he wrote like Hamlet, Romeo and Juliet, King Lear, Macbeth, like, you know, the huge plays that we know still today. And he ended up also, you know, he was really successful even at the time. So, like, I think he performed, or his plays were performed for the Queen at the time, Queen Elizabeth. And then once she passed away, I think King James. I think he had met King James, I think. And I think Hamlet was made, not specifically for him, but to, oh no, sorry, Macbeth, not Hamlet. I think it was Hamlet. Yeah, from what I understand. I'm trying to remember. But one of those two was made specifically to, like, the preferences of the king. So he was very in those circles. You know, he had a huge house, he was making money, etc. So he was basically a celebrity at the time, but his plays were super famous at the time. So that kind of legendary status of him, and he died in April 1616. So he was 52 years old. So that's his legacy, right? Because even though we don't know much about a lot of his life, there's a lot of holes, we built up this legacy and this fantasy of him and his life and the type of person that he was, et cetera, et cetera. And that includes his plays as well. So it's just, I don't know, it's just, it's a strange connection, but it really makes sense to me because not only was he so famous at the time, and his plays were in a time where people really craved that, craved escapism and needed it. People always crave these things, but it was definitely embraced a lot at the time. And it's very similar to now. It's like trending stuff, you know, this celeb guy's trending, you know, cool, like Spielberg or Key and Peele, Jordan Peele. I think he makes movies now, you know, Tyler Perry, those are kind of older now, but just examples. And then there's also like the works that they're doing that are really famous that we're super obsessed with. It's that connection. It's that we want to feel connected to something bigger than us. I think that's where it comes from. We want to feel like there's people out there that are doing really cool things that we can live through slash strive for. And therefore, it makes life more exciting in some way, because you know that there's that opportunity out there, or maybe you want to meet them, or maybe you just love their work so much that you just want, you cling on to them in your mind and like get obsessed with them or into them a lot because you're just so inspired by their work. So it's really just something that's always been the case in history, and it is happening right now. But right now it's happening times 100,000, because it's not just those who are like acknowledged by bigger people. It's not just William Shakespeare, who's acknowledged by the king, or, you know, Steven Spielberg, who's acknowledged by critics and all these famous people. It's, you know, random people who start a TikTok and become so famous, and they're just showing their daily lives, and then suddenly people kind of cling on to that account for a certain type of escapism. So it's really just so interesting. First of all, we obviously crave it times way more now because of COVID and all the struggles we've been through, but also, and so have I, 100%. But also it becomes toxic. It's always toxic to a certain extent if it becomes extreme, but I feel like now it's so much easier for it to become toxic because we're just like, it's so easy for us to have access. We just scroll real quick. We don't have to read a book for hours or make our way to a play or whatever, or to the movies necessarily. We just can scroll. We can just do a couple clicks and we're there. And also it's updated regularly. Like there's, if it's TikTok, for example, there's daily videos or YouTube or whatever. And it's also so niche. Like there's so many different kinds of escapism things for different things. Let's say in the morning, I want to listen to, I don't even know, like a documentary, like a podcast about history in the morning. And then in the afternoon, I want to listen to a comedy thing to laugh a little. And then at night, I want to watch binge a season of, I don't even know, like Game of Thrones or whatever. It's like there's so much variety, so much accessibility. And also, it's not looked down on. It's not like people are like, yeah, people say like, oh, get off your phones, we're on our phones too much. But nobody really cares. Everybody does it anyway. And if you're not on your phone, you're on your iPad. If you're not on your iPad, you're watching TV. If you're not watching TV, you're watching YouTube. It's just like, that's what we do. So basically, our lives have become a version of escapism. And we just crave it more and more. And this has been very much how I've been feeling lately. Like I've been feeling like I'm craving it a lot more because I've been going through times that are more stressful, difficult, and it's harder for me to concentrate for many reasons, but also because of this craving of escapism that I've become accustomed to. Because it's kind of like an easy way out, you know, when you feel sad, you don't want to think, so you watch something. It's like that kind of thing. But I'm better now. Like I'm feeling good today. Everything's fine. It's just, that was just something on my mind. And it really makes me want to delete my social media and see how I do without it and kind of like cut things out. Obviously it's harder for this type of career that I want to get into or this type of field I want to get into because you have to keep up to date with everything. But there's a balance that I need to figure out. And I really, really want to do that well. So that's my rant for the day.